time we're starting our fifth Winter's Man together. Until now we were learning the Inyanim of Mominus, primarily Inyanim of Cheshimishpat, of Tzedakah. We're taking a slight deviation, learning Hilchos Yichud. I guess if they changed the name from Mechayim Cheshimishpat to Business Halacha Institute, they probably had this in mind when they had the change. Because very often the Shailas that come up, Menegeya Hilchos Yichud, come up in the workplace, a lot of Mechshelim that come up in the workplace, you have to realize when it's mutter to be in the Yachad, the front, if people work in a small office, in a type of a setting where the door gets locked, the Vada sometimes be extremely miserable when it comes to the workplace, to be not to be Nechshel, but Issa Yichad. In reality, the Indian of Hilchos Yichad is not limited to workplace. It's challenges that people are faced with very often on a daily basis. They have cleaning help in the house. They're bringing a babysitter into the house. If someone's wife wants to go to a doctor, is it mutter for her to get checked by a doctor in a room where they're going to close the door? And we're going to see a lot of, as we continue learning the Limud, we'll see that the people are not so aware, but really the people are faced with a lot of shyness in the Indian of Hilchos Yichud. And the reason also why we chose to learn the topic of Hilchos Yichud is that the Indian of Hilchos Yichud is extremely chamadic Indian. The half of the Rambam in the end of the Hilchos Yichud Bi Alochi says, the Rambam says, "Ein loch davar b'chol ha'Torah kulo." There's not a single mitzvah in the Torah which is hard as the Inyan Kosher L'Roiv Am Lifrish Ela Min Harayis. There's nothing in the entire Torah which is hard for someone to be perish from Ela Min Harayis V'Abias Asuris. The Rambam continues Alochi Yitzes V'Amol Chachamim Gezel V'Harayis. Nafshe shel Adam misava lahem umchandasim. A person that created the bria that way. A person has a natural taiva. It's a nefesh shel Adam is misava lahem umchandasim. Ve'inat temoitzi kahol b'chol zman uzman she'ein boi pirtzus barayis v'yus asuritz. So you go through, you're not going to find in any time kahal b'chol zman uzman where there's no pirtzus in this Indian of arayis v'yus asuritz. And the Rambam is again writing in the time where the world around us was much more moral. And Kol Shekhen, in the Dor Parot that we live in today, we personally literally can't walk out into the street without being faced with tremendous nisyonos. The Satmar Rav once said that a person who goes to the city and goes into the city to work, in a single day, is faced with more nisyonos than his father and his grandfather were faced in a lifetime. Again, we live in, unfortunately, in the type of world where the morals are so schwach. And befrat today, the Indian of Arias became so much more easier for someone to be nishal in with the invention of the internet. And if someone has a computer in his house, you don't even have to go out of your house in order to be faced with those nishalas. Within the person's house itself, with two clicks of the computer, and you can go mamashal shal tahtir. So Avada wants to strengthen himself in the Indian of being nizer in the Indian of Arias. The Ram continues in Alocha Chav to Lafikach, because it's the hardest mitzvah in the Torah that someone to keep to abide by, and there's a natural type that someone has for Arayas. Lafikach Roila Adam Lochav Yitzray Bedavaza. He should train himself in the Kavish of Yitzer. The Lahargalatu the Kedusha Yoseir Machshava Tahira to be Rogels and Kedusha and Machshava Tahira. Ubedein Chaynikdei Lo Natsum Ezer. Dr. Ram of Yizor Min Hayichus. Because of the Indian of Chaimer, Indian of Arayas, someone has to be Yizurim in a Yichud, Shuvah Gurim HaGadol. Yichud is the Gurim HaGadol that the person wants to make a siyog and to make sure that he's not going to be Chashashol Nichshol Arayas. The Gurim HaGadol, if someone makes a Shvachkeit when it comes to being Nizah in Hilchos Yichud, it's the Gurim HaGadol that someone comes to be end up being Mishal in the Savera. The Ram Tzvezah is Gedele Chacham HaRelu Talmideya. Gedele Chachamim, it's referring to the Gemara, brings the Maisa from the Meir and Neftarchen. You should make sure that I'm not going to be Mesyached with my daughter. We'll see that the Vada is not Isser to be Yached with the daughter. But still, he wanted to teach his Talmidim, the Indian, the Chaymer of Yichud, his Harbim, the Kalosi, the daughter-in-law, make sure that I'm not going to be Mesyached with them. So he's Vaishim with Abazah. What's the reason why they told this to the Talmidim? They knew that they weren't going to be Miyachad with them. They're going to make sure they're not going to be Miyachad. I wouldn't be giving this to Minatari. So he did it today to teach the Talmidim that they shouldn't have be embarrassed from anyone, and they shouldn't be Michshal in the Isser of Yichud. If someone really thinks about it, a lot of times a person's Michshal in the Isser of Yichud, it's because he's embarrassed. A person goes to his mother-in-law's house, and just start to make a whole frumkeit. Oh, you should know, leave the door open and make a whole scene out of it. People think that it's a frumkeit. There's a natural embarrassment. They're going to go, your sister-in-law walks into the house, and you go running over to the front door and make sure that it's open. There is a certain natural busha that people think that, you know, people are not going to understand and accept what they're doing. But Abada, as they made a time and told the Talmidim, the Sarabi, they weren't embarrassed. They had no problem going in front of the Talmidim and telling them, the Sarabi, make sure that I'm not going to be nichshal in the Isra of Yichud. So Kol Shekhen, if these Heiliger Tanoim Amaroyim didn't have gone above that, and they weren't embarrassed to say, to make sure that don't make sure that I'm not nichshal, so Kol Shekhen, the person shouldn't take into account when it's the guy dealing with Isra, the Reis of Yer, he's a little embarrassed. Nope. Not the end of the world. As we looked at the Gemara, the Rabbi Chazal says, better you should be embarrassed in this world than not be embarrassed in the next world. The Bible, someone has to make sure that he's not going to be used, that the natural sort of embarrassment shouldn't come in the way of being chas v'shalom over the Isser of Yichud. And Isser of Yichud, as a misconception, if someone is a Yachad in an Eifim where we go through and exactly see what the Shir is and what's the Eifim of Yichud, but the Isser of Yichud has nothing to do, people have a mistake, because they're going to be Nishal in that area. Even if a person is 1,000% sure that he's not going to be over the Isser, the mere fact that he's in Yachad together with an Erevil, that in itself is the Isser of Yichud. Now, the Isra of Yichud, even that being said, that the Isra of Yichud is sort of freestanding, the stand that person is Yachad, but the Kavanah on the Isra of Yichud, the Etzem, is a Siyog for the Isra of Arayat, which gives it a merdig of Hashivas in the Mitzvahs. The Hafadagar, Rabbi Yoina, and Shar Tshuva, and Shar Gimel, or Zayans, is like this. Oid Omer of Esen is a friend of Avracha. He's quoting a pasuk in Shir, the Gemara, which quotes a pasuk in Shir Hashir, Ki Toivin Dudecha Meyayin. What does the Gemara say? Chavivin Divrei Seifrim, Yesim Yeyne Shal Torah. Hashem is chaver divrei chachamim more than miyene shel Torah. Sort of the Gemara saying that Hashem is machshev when someone is nizer and they're abonon more than he's machshev when a person keeps what it says in the Torah. He says, well, what's like a ben yonah? What's chat on this? What does it mean that the Eved is more machshev someone is nizer and they're abonon than he's nizer and they're aisim? Dr. Ben Yonah, Yedeya Teda, Ki Yiras Hashem Yisoid HaMitzvahs. The Yisoid of a person and what he's doing mitzvahs is to be Yorei Hashem. The Indian of mitzvahs is not only the Zunamaisa mitzvah. The Indian of mitzvahs is to know that there's a very Olam, and that's why it's the Yiras Hashem. Zokdar, the Takansa Chomim, the Gedereim, you say the Derech HaYiras. When someone does, what's a siyog? The Chachamim usually make a siyog. They're nervous that a person might come to be over an Isser. So Chachamim made an Isser to make sure the person's not going to be over an Isser in a Torah. Because that's the spitz of Yira. Yira is you're so nervous that you're going to come to be over an Isser in a Torah, so you create a siyog, you create a barrier. So the same way when someone has something expensive, he locks it up. So you make a siyog, you make something that's going to protect you from Chas v'Shalom being Nishal. So he says, that's why Hashem is oyed more the siyog than the actual Maisa Mitzvah. Because the siyog is showing that we so much care about the Rosh. I remember hearing from Yochum Olshem once, he once said that you find Rosh Hashanah that comes out on Shabbos. Sometimes we don't blow the shofar. All the poskim know the Brisa Inyan with the shofar, how it's Megan on Klal Yisrael. So how can we give that up? He says, okay, he shows to the Rabbeinu Yonah. That when the Chachamim went and they made a siyog, they made a protection, because maybe someone's going to be machshel chas v'shalom and carrying the shofar on Shabbos. They made that. That Hashem likes that even more. More than the shofar, more than the comments which should come out of it. When we show the Rabbeinu Shalom, they were so nervous that chas v'shalom being over and Israel, we make siyog, we make gedarim upon gedarim upon gedarim. To not be nifshel naveira, that's the spitz showing how much we want to be with the Rabbeinu Shalom and the Yiras Hashem. I saw half of the story, the guy Yichud from the Sefer Dvar Halacha, which a lot of the psalm which we're going to go through as we're learning the Halacha of Yichud is going to be gebet on the Sefer. It's written by someone, Avram Horowitz, who learned the Chavrusa with the Stipler. And a psalm that comes in that Sefer was actually written by the Stipler. He says, it's Chaviyad of the Stipler. The Stipler didn't let him say it, Mishasi was alive, but Lafer, the Stipler was Nifti, was Megala, that the Stipler actually wrote the Piskei Halacha in the Sefer. Now, Gdom over here, he brings a half of the story. Says like this. It says the Nesivus's daughter was Almana, and she had to marry off a kid. So she only had to go shopping. She had to buy stuff for the chasana. So she called a wagon. She hired a wagon driver to drive her around so she could do all the shopping. So the wagon driver was a guy, and he realized that this person obviously has a lot of money. They're going around shopping. So he went and he drove the Nesivus's daughter to his house, and he wanted to steal the money. He tied it up over there. And he said he lit the oven. He was planning on taking his daughter and throwing her into the oven to keep the money. And he said, Mamash Minanes, Meshamayim, the officer at Pung came, knocked on the door, and stopped her from being lifted. So the receivers came to his daughter in a dream that night. And he told her like this. Be'etzem, when I saw that you were captured by this person, I went to a Mokum Gevoya in Shemayim. And I was begging to you that they should be able to save you. And they told me that they can't save you. Because you were in a siyachet with this person, you went in the Eisen of Yichud with the wagon driver, it was Be'etzem, they told me that they're not going to save you. It says, I don't know what this means, he went to Mokum Gevoya Yosef, he went to a higher thing, and he begged them that because he wrote the Sefer in the Sivas HaMishpat, which was Mefars and Terim Barab, and maybe and that's what ended up saving you. You should know, because you were in the Siyachah with the Isha of Be'etzem, you were roi that you shouldn't be able, that Be'etzem, I wasn't able to save you. The only reason why I was able to save you was because I have a safe in the Sivas HaMishpat, which that was the Mefars and Terim Barab, and it was Maz and his daughter to never have to show him the over again on the Isser of Yichud. We started learning the Seyda Lima, it's the Isser of Yichud. Because I have to realize today the car might be a little different. You imagine different towns and going from town to town and this, a secluded road, very often a wagon will be an Isser of Yichud. So the fact that she was going from place to place, she transgressed the Isser of Yichud. So we started learning the Gemara, and the Gemara brings story after story, which it's hard to comprehend the story. It might be the story from Amr al-Chassidah, the Rambayr of Akiva, who almost nixal in the various that everyone thinks that they're me. I wouldn't be an Avir in those two. How could it be that the Heilige Tanoim and Meroim? So I've added a different Pshatim and had to understand the Gemara. Mashal says that Misha Godom HaChaver Yitzri is Gedailah. But Lamayas, I think after all the Pshatim, I think there's a Merdeka lesson to be learned from the Gemara. The bottom line is the Gemara brings story after story of Heilige Tanoim and Amarayim who almost nishal in the Issa of Arayis. And again, we're dealing with people who we can't be masked what it means, or Rekiva, what it means, or Remeya. So what are we going to say for ourselves? A person has to take it to heart and realize that if Remeya was almost nishal in Avera, Rekiva was almost nishal in Avera, Rabbi Amram Chassidah was almost nishal in Avera, how much more does that put an incumbent on us to realize and to say that don't think that when you're dealing with a thing, I'm not going to be nifshal, it's someone else. Each one of us have to look at it and say that when Chazal said in epitropos l'arayos, it meant each and every single person. He has to be nizer, and everyone can see his yetzahara that he has, is faced with nisyanus, and the person is in the workforce or in the home, any place that the yetzahara is not limited to any place, any location. Anyone is faced with nisyanus, and a person should realize that if Heilige Tanoim Arayim almost nifshal, kolshken b'kolshken, person has to think out aces how not to be nifshal. There's a half of the Ganesh HaChayim on this Gemara. He brings the Gemara with the Rabbanim Chassidah. And he says, you learn from this Gemara like this. He quotes the Mishnah Rabban, and he quotes this Nefesh HaChayim. He says, from this Gemara, he says, Acha Pishnah, Kadosh Baruch Hu Chas HaKvodim Shal Tzadikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu Chas and Kavod of Tzadikim. Mikol Mokoyim Nechtav Mai Tzadzeh B'Gemara. Well, so why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu Chas HaKvodim Shal Tzadikim, why did he write the stories from the Gemara? Kedei Lahiris L'Rabim, At Kama Gedolu Muhammad Sayyidah. Today to show, to be heard to the Rabbin, how Gedolu Muhammad Sayyidah is. Shemolik Kaddish Baruch Hu Ezra in Yochalai. If Kaddish Baruch Hu is not going to help a person, and that's the story of the Gemara, you see that they have to come out to Siyat HaDishmai, the Gemara says that they would have been Nifshal. If Kaddish Baruch Hu is not going to help them, you're not going to be able to defeat the Yetzirah on your own. But Omnim Lehetzeli Eitzeli Notzel Mechet. Hello, the calf. Shehidel Atzmi Bezayin Gadol Kalkaf. He's quoting on the Gemara of Amram Chassidah. Rabbi Amram who had to scream, Nuru Amram, there's a fire in the house of Rabbi Amram. They all came running to see what was going on, and all he did that, he was able to be matzal himself, and not Hashem being nichshal in the very chamuru of being over bias asurit. But we move Gadol Lamad Mekan. Besides the actual thing, it's said like this: Shad Nitzchon Gamachamat Vayeser Eine Efshal Abadarish Al Tachbulus. How did Rabbi Amram save himself? He was screaming on the ladder, Nuru Amram, there's a fire in the house of Rabbi Amram. He had to come up with a Zaitzige Eitzel, he had to kick out, how is he going to be able to save himself? Dr. Klein Belozhna, that the person has to take from this Gemara, that to defeat the Eitzel head on is very hard. The person has to be premeditated, has to think of different Eitzels and Tachabulas. How is he going to be able to avoid certain situations where he might be able to be Mashal? And even if he's faced and he gets into such a situation, how is he going to be able to get out of it? It's not just relying on himself that he's going to get out of it. scream, Nur Baram, be mevazi yourself. Because it's better you should mevazi yourself, the high alma, than to worry about the bezoin that you're going to get in the emes avelt. So that's another nechude which you will see from these mice and gemaras at the time of the that a person shouldn't take on the eight sahara just by being confident that he's going to protect himself. He has to think of takbulas and eitzes in order to avoid being over any yisik. Now we're going to start with going through the Isser of Yichud, what the Isser of Yichud is, and who it applies to. And we'll see, after we see to how many people it applies to, and different scenarios, and Hashem and the Limud in the coming weeks, we'll go through different Beisanim to how someone could be matzah himself, they shouldn't be over the Isser Yichud. Now let's first understand, what is the Isser of Yichud? So the Gemara Kedusha, which we saw today, says like this. Remez l'Yichud min HaTorah mina. Where is there a remez for Yichud in HaTorah? The Gemara tells you a pasuk, Shenema ki sischa chicha penemecha. The Gemara tells you v'chi ben ein meisas ben ein. Ein meisas loy melach b'tiachad alchus yachad in kol ra'ayish b'tayr. The Gemara makes a drasha from the pasuk, and I'm getting exactly the shara drasha to have exactly the Gemara sword in this pasuk. But upon the Gemara makes a drasha, the Gemara asks remez liyichad remez liyichad matarim inayin, and the Gemara brings a drasha to say that there's an iser. The Mishnah is the Gemara over here seems to use the lashon of remez liyichad matarim inayin. The lashon of remez seems to imply that it's not an issa min haTorah, rather it's an issa midrabban. And that's in the issa shitas haRambam, according to some shitas, the Rambam in the Yisuri Bio, Perich HaBeis, Allah HaBeis, says the Yisuri Yichud HaRayah Sinfi HaKabbalah. There's a lashon of Rambam which seems to say that Sinfi HaKabbalah. There's a Mishnah Melech and a lot of other achrayim that say even though the Rambam says the lashon of HaKabbalah, it just means that it's not with furish in the Torah, it's learned that if a drasha that's called HaKabbalah, but actually is an issa, even the shitas haRambam is an issa min haTorah. But even if it is, that is Shita HaRambam, Lamais Kemar, all the Rishonim do not hold that Yichud is Issa Darbanan, and they hold Issa Midiraisa. And Sachar Kemar Mefurish in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, in the Gemara and Vedas Or. The Gemara and Sanhedrin, the Chafal HaMeral says like this. The Gemara is handling the Issa of, after the David was Gezer, after the, we'll get to learn about the Shem next week, there's a Meister with Amnon and Tomer, and after that David saw the Michshel of Yichud and Pnuya, so he made a Gzeira that there's an Issa Yichud and Pnuya as well. So he was like this, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Ba'isa Shah, Gozru Ala Yichud Va'ala Pnuya. They were Gezer Ala Yichud, and Rashi Taich is the Gemara, and Havmin and understood Ala Yichud means Yichud with Eishas Ish, Va'ala Pnuya and Issa of Yichud with Eishas Ish. Phrase the Gemara, Yichud Eraisa. Gemara said, Yichud the Raisa. The Gemara asks that Yichud is the Raisa. So the Gemara is not Mefurish over here that the Isser of Yichud with an Eishas Ish or any other Erva Menatara is an Isser Menatara. The Amar Yechanan is also the same pasuk that we said in the Gemara Kedusha. So it's come out with Furish in the Gemara that Issa Yichud, when we're dealing with not a Pnuya, not someone who's a single woman, and we'll see that even someone who's single, is not married, it's not an Erev in HaTorah, if she's a Nidin, and it is also in HaTorah as well, but like upon him, the Gemara says, come out with Furish, that a Yichud with an Erev is an Issa in HaTorah. Lamaisa the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, beginning of Sherish Gimel, tells us on the Kash why it says a Lashon of Remez, if it's a Mefurish, if it's learned in the Pasuk, why does the Gemara say Remez? So he says, you find that when it's not a Mefurish Shadrasha, the Gemara uses a Lashon of Remez. Like upon him, Kemat, all the Poskim, Memon, that when we're dealing with the Isser of Yichud, we're not dealing with Isser Darabanan, we're dealing with the Isser Midaraisa. Nevada has tremendous applications, every time there's a Sufik, we're dealing with a Sufik Deraisa, we're not dealing with a Sufik Darabanan. We'll see that when we get to scenarios where it is Issa Darabanan, the sheep is to hold that Yichud is so Chomer, even Yichud and Darabanan want us to go to Chomer. We'll get to that. But Zichud, when we're dealing with, and the person has to be made some light, and we're dealing with the Issa of Yichud, it's not to be taken lightly because Kemat, all the cases that we're dealing going to deal with, is a Shiloh of an Issa Minatara, not even an Issa Midarabanan. Now, there's another nafkamina in the fact that the Issa of Yichud is an Issa Minatara, not only an Issa Darabanan. And that is, if someone is faced with if he has a choice, between the Siachad with a Ishan who's also in HaTorah, or not, if he has to give up his life to avoid being over the Isra of Yichud. A Rav told me he got the following Shiloh. There was someone who was going to visit his wife who was in the hospital. He went together with his mother-in-law to the hospital. He went to visit his wife. He went into, so he gets to the hospital, he goes into the elevator. And he's to go up to whatever 34, whatever, make up a number. 34 to go up to. And we'll message him learn in the coming weeks as to whether or not it's mutter to go into an elevator Joseph, you know, only with one other Isha who was awesome in Atarah, as to whether or not there's an Isha Yichud in the elevator. But let's leave that shayla for the time being. So he goes into this elevator. He was mutter in this elevator. And all of a sudden he hears a bang and the elevator broke. Elevator stopped. Now there's no shayla. There's definitely the repairman comes and tells him we're getting a part. It's going to be a half hour. He stopped. He's Yichud in a massive now where he is being disyachid with his mother-in-law, which is Isser min Atarah. If anyone was ever stuck in an elevator, knows that very often between floors, if you pull open the door, there's a lot more. The shaft of the elevator is a lot bigger than the actual elevator. So this person opens the door and he sees that if he wants, he can jump out. So the shaila now is, if he mechuyev to jump out of this elevator in order to avoid being over the issur min Atarah. And the second shaila is, assuming, yeah, no problem. Jump down. There's that. Shitik mashmah. Yeah. And we'll see. You think it's a davar mugdam. You'll see. I'll show you a truth from Rosham Kluger. Rosham Zam holds like this halacha lamaisa that the isra of yichud is yarek v'aliyasa. Again, this particular case, we'll see that. Nah. Yeah. I'll see. So again, and the second question is, he's there and his mother-in-law is there. So now, if he tells his mother-in-law, you know, by the way, ish kind of isha, I don't know how practical it is, but there is an afkamina lahalacha, we'll see, that even in cases where the yag v'yavad, there is a chilek between a man and a woman. So maybe he can tell, we'll see, maybe he can tell his mother-in-law that she should take the plunge. I don't know if we'll go over too well, but we'll see that huh? So we'll get to that. There's a camera, a matzah from Yichud, the big shayla, the truth from Vilyasha, which says that it's not. Other person maybe say that it is, but we'll get to the. I mean, correct. You look at the maker when it comes to So yes, okay. So let's go through the shayla. So let's go with this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin like this. Amar Rav Yerushan and Mishum Shimon Yitzadak. Nimru v'gomru baliyas based nitzah, the name of a person below. When it comes to the Isser of Gilei Arayis, the Isser of Gilei Arayis is Yarek Val Yadav. Someone's faced with a situation, we have to either be over an Isser of Gilei Arayis or get killed. Mechuyev to get killed before he's over that Isser. Now, how far do we take this? The Yarek Val Yadav is the only one, Mamash, an Isser Mamash, Isser Maratari of Vias Asuras, or it's less than that also. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Ayin Hey Amiraz says this. Amar of Yehuda Amiraz. Maisu ba'odom, shenosim eina v'isha achas. This person saw an isha, and he had a tremendous taiva for this isha. V'hel li b'tina, he got poshut got sick. He had such a strong desire to be with this isha, he poshut got sick over it. V'shalo reifim, and they asked the reifim, how are we going to cure this person? V'amru, ein li takana ashe deboyle. The doctor said there is no takana. This person is going to die, unless he is boiled as isha, he's going to die. Amru chachamim yomis v'alti boiled. He should rather die. He has no hetter. He's going to die. He's going to die. He can't be boiled. Tamed l'fon of aruma. So the doctor said that maybe if she stands in front of him in aruma, then she'll be saved also. Doctor chachamim yomis v'tamed l'fon of aruma. Doesn't make a difference. Even to stand in front of him in the oifen of not seriously undressed, better she should die. Better he should die. Then it says they told him that he should snap him from Achira together. He should talk to him from Achira together. He said also Yomis Fata snap him Achira together. Look at him also. Fugi by Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. So it's got Chadam Eishes Eishes. One man Lama says that this issue is an Eishes Eish, and that's why we have to be Machmaner. V'chadam ar p'nuya ha'isa. And the other one says it's a p'nuya, and we'll see, the Gemara has different reasons, even though she's a p'nuya, which is not a real issa min ha'tayrah, it was out to Kadesh Leidah, it was Yisrael Prutzes, or whatever, but the Cheshbon is in p'nuya. But let's go on the side of the Eish HaSish. On the side of the Eish HaSish, it was over Pasha to the Gemara, that the person should die, better than the Mevasapar and Mechur HaGeder, or Tam HaDafon of Arum. What's Tramas? So the Rishonim speak out, there's a concept called Bizraya de Arayas. If something is not Arayas Mamash, even if it's not the Isser Min HaTorah Mamash, it's not a Bias Asuris, offshoot of the Isser from HaTorah is also considered Yarek Val Yad. But this is like Dhamma. So the Shai of the Shuvah Shem Aryeh, which is written in a Sefer written 200 years ago, had the following Shai. There was a person, an Isha, went into labor on Shabbos. in the town of Slovakia, and they didn't have a midwife in the town. So they sent to the neighboring town, they sent the wagon driver who was a guy, they sent to the neighboring town, they should pick up, there's a midwife who was from Leiden, she should come to the town to be able to help deliver this baby. So when they came there, it says it was Machloikis Bein Alamdu. As to whether or not this Isha was able to go together with the wagon driver back to the town. And the Shiloh was Bishleim Shabbos, no problem. But we Matzah Shabbos, maybe Kuch Nefoshes. But are we Matzah Yichud, they're going to go back on the road, it's going to be a secluded road, and are we Matzah the Isser of Yichud, Mipnei, the Isser of the Kuch Nefoshes. So it says over here that they decided what they did was they sent a cotton together with the lady, even though another person was being over this Shabbos, to the cotton on the Yisrael Abona, and Norzi Matzah, that's the eight that they came up with. And they asked the Shemayas whether or not it was the right thing. So he named done over there, the Dovah Poshot, that the Isser of Yichud is Yarek Al Yavah. If it's Lamaisa, if it's going to come to it, that to go into to the wagon, it's going to be over the Isser of Yichud, Dovah Poshot, and that it's Nichlal in the Bezrayah Darayah. The Shemayah himself, I don't want to go into it now, it's very late, he has a chiddush in the din of Yarek Al Yavah, it's only this, a chorus, and this, a lav, and he goes to a different taifanim of when, in the lumdus of Yarek Al Yavah, but again, the Shemayah's cheshbon is l'chayr shaloyli v'huchs of Kenegin Ramo, so we're not going to get into that now. But he comes over here that they did their correct thing. He sent the Shiloh into Rishon Mekluv. Same Shiloh, they went and they sent it to him. He said the same thing. He starts off in the Tshuva Batsin that Isser Yichud is Yarek Al Yavah. But he comes up with a chah. He says that an Isha, and it's a Mavur like this in the Gemara Sanhedrin, that when the child of Esther Nachal was married to Achashverosh, and it was said in the Gemara, this is the Isha Tish, how is it possible that Esther was married to Achashverosh? So the Lomas of it is called Karka Ulam, that if you don't do a Maisa, then there's no Isha of Yarek Al Yad. The Dr. Shlomo Kluger, that being Nisyachet, since she was forced to be Nisyachet with this person because in order to save the person, it's not considered to be doing a Maisa. And Dr. Eva, in Isha, there's no Yarek Val Yavin, there's Yisrael Yichud, because it's not considered that she's doing a Maisa. So come out, according to Shlomo Kluger, it's true. One second. So, the elevator, this is the Eitzah, because there was no Maisa. If you go with the Lomdus, and this is true, that if you don't do a Maisa, then there is no Issa, Yarek Val Yavah, so Tom is being stuck in the elevator, L'chari, you didn't do any Maisa. You didn't do it, it's not. You didn't do a Maisa to be Nisyah. It could be if you didn't do a Maisa, then there's no Issa, there's no Yarek Val Yavah. But it's the Maisa, he's saying, he bends on that the Essen, Yichud is Bezraida, right? And he comes up that an Isha doesn't have the Din, Yarek Val Yavah, the Emet Esther was able to live back with a Hashverish, because there's no Issa Yarek Val Yavah on the Isha, but welcome where she's not doing a Maisa Issa. Correct. He comes up there, a husband, that there's Baratzen, that it's not considered Baratzen over here because he says, Loigara, and someone takes a gun to your head and says he has to do something. Loigara, that if the Kadosh Baruch Hu said he has a chiyuv to save the person, is also considered an oinus. That's what Shlomo Kluger's chiddush, and that's considered an oinus. Loigara, min shemaya unse, is the same as a Hashverosh being honest, and Kadosh Baruch Hu's ma'anus, you to save the person. So maybe he said over there, he said it was a good eitzah anyway that he sent the cotton, but he said that he said that it wouldn't have been oinus. Well, my said, the achrayim, all seem to argue on this. Achrayim, there's a lot of achrayim that say various reasons. They say that maybe when there's no hano, there's no itzah yarek val yavah. They're running out of time of it. They say they are. There's the sofan that Tzitzliyaza brings from a few poskim that it's takanada bezraya derayis. It's a yichud. It's a yichud. It's taka different. But upon him, the poskim lemaisa, they hold shabazamin in the case of the Shemayah's case. Right, and the Mishnah from him, and he's written in the Sefer Nishmas Avraham, it's quoted, he says, Lamaisa, if there's no other way to get out of Yichud, and the lady was sent to go to get this midwife, the midwife should not go into the wagon, and better let the person down. Shazaman holds that Loch Lamaisa, that one should not be over the Isser of Yichud, even if it means that a person is going to be Nifta. A fellow told me to ask Rabbi Yashav this question, and he says, Rabbi Yashav answered him, don't get into the Shabbos. Whatever, he goes to, what happens if the person gets into the Shabbos? He told him it would depend on different cases, and you have to move tzara, different ifanim, whether it would be chumras, it would be kulas, but it's far from a simple thing. If Shlomo Miller said that B'Shem Ramosha, I'll get into the case, the case was a nurse, and the only way to save him was the eifin of Yichud, and there he said at school of Mephashas, it was the eifin of Isser of Yichud. So Ramosha, and it's rather shtimzel, she tells us, you know, time to go into the Ramosha, she tells us in a different tshuva, B'negei or something else, seems to them also, Naman, that there is no Yarek Val Yavah B'negei to Isser Yichud. But Lamaisa, even if we're not going to be faced with the question of Yaragol Yavim and the Gaidi Isser of Yichud, I think it's much harder to say Gaidi this is, that the Isser of Yichud is a very Chomadik Isser. The Ashritas that hold is Mamash Yaragol Yavim, but even if you're not going to hold that the case is that you have to give up your life in order to be Gaidi Isser, but for sure when you're faced with a situation that's not Mamash your life, you're faced with a thing with your Parnosa. Sometimes your whole Parnosa could be relying on the type of a job, but you're going to come up with Moshayos for Yichud. The Rambam in Surah Bir of Halacha says, again, it's fantastic in Hashem. He says, if you're faced with such a case, we have Yichud, Ketat, what should you do? Yes, ask the Imam the Ishta Imam. He should take his wife to be with him as a matzah. A Yifna of Halacha says, we'll go to find another job. First, let's realize and understand we're dealing with the Issa of Yichud, the Mamish dealing with the Chamurish of the Chamurish of the student. And as the Rambam writes, this is the precursor, this leads into the Mamish being over the Issa Gilei Rais Mamish, besides the fact that it's Issa Perim itself. And about even if it's not Yarek Val Yazar, like upon him, it's a Chomachomadik Issa, and the person should be very, very nizzim when it comes to the Metz Shem in the coming weeks. We'll see exactly what's considered Yichud, what's not considered Yichud, and we'll see differently finance how to be master from the Issa.